See what what my Lord has done.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out to see us on a Sunday afternoon. Here in beautiful downtown Troy, New York, the town that I missed somehow all the years that I spent living around here. I never actually came to Troy, and this is just one of the many features that I'm sure Troy has to offer that I didn't know about, this great place. Anyway, glad you're here with us. It's fun for us to be on this little tour. We started just a couple days ago down in Charlottesville, Virginia, and we played in Washington and then Boston last night, and we're playing in Minneapolis tomorrow, and so on and so forth, winding our way through the country, and that's going to take about a week or something like that, 10 days. But we're thrilled we could make this stop here for you, and glad you guys, especially nice that you showed up. Makes it a lot more fun for us having you here. I'm going to take a minute and tell you who's in the band real quick with the guitar. Some people think of him as the bluegrass mystery, or the man trapped in a world he didn't make, or the man that time forgot. Claims to be able to talk to dogs, which he can do. Please give him a big hand. His name is Charles Sawtelle. With the banjo, an Empire State native. He's been out in Colorado for a long time, formerly with Country Cooking. He's the only guy in the band in the last 7 days to have turned 50 years old. He's the president of the IBMA, Dr. Banjo himself, Peter Wernick. With the mandolin, he's going to play some fiddle later on, fine songwriter and singer from Wheeling, West Virginia. He's also the best cook in the band. And the best skier in the band, too. Make him welcome, would you please, Mr. Tim O'Brien. Mandolin, fiddle, lead vocal, fine songwriter. And back on the bass, what may in fact be true, Charles wants me to say, I have to say this sort of, not sure that this is true. What's probably true is that back on the base, Phil is the only person in the world who was born in Beirut, Lebanon, who was bitten by a weasel and has played on the Grand Ole Opry.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time. That's correct. Give a big hand to Nick Forster on the base. That's me. Thank you. Here's a song that... It's actually a tune. It's a song, but it doesn't have any words. It's one that Pete made up. It's called Frank's Blues. Thank you.
on the five-string banjo, ladies and gentlemen. An old guitar, and I made a down payment on a second-hand car. I got me a job on the radio, and I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to do the radio boogie. All over the dial, solid kick and a red-hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. In the barn and do the radio boogie all over the dial. Solid kick and red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. By the radio, do the radio boogie. All over the dial, solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style.
Sign the deal, just can't go down. If I lose, let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care,
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I gamble over in town and I found that I can't win. Come on back and pick me up again. If I lose, let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose. If I lose $100, well, I'm trying to win a dime. My baby, she's got money all the time.
We just before the show, we met a fellow who plays in a band called Fish. That's a popular band with a lot of the younger people today. And he mentioned that his band is performing this song we're about to do for you. It's one that Tim made up, and it's a pretty love song. It's from our very first record, and it's one called Nellie Kane.
Here's a song that Pete wrote, and it's a very wonderful song. It was very successful for us in our own way. When you have a hit in bluegrass, that means it gets played at the parking lot picking sessions. At least it means that. And what's that?
This suit is made out of real cloth.
Yeah. As a result of that song. Okay. Thank you, Pete. It's called Just Like You.
Farmer all his life, till he had to slow down when his heart broke down and he went under a surgeon's knife. The four kids that he raised, they all live so far from home. Since his wife
wife died last December. Hector's all alone.
And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue,
let me tell you, my friend,
he's just like you.
And our landlord, he lives out of town. When the cold wind blows, it chills her. Her backache, it gets her down. So she reads by day and she sleeps by night. She never goes nowhere. Scarcely anybody even knows she's there. Just like you.
How many, how many of you have been to Winter Hawk before? Yeah. Great big gobs of you have been to Winter Hawk before. And so you know that our program is invariably interrupted by this other band, Red Knuckles and his Trailblazers, who... It's the rowdy folks at the back that are into the Trailblazers, which is kind of cool. That's sort of the way it should be. In any event, we're going to do just a couple more songs, let the Trailblazers come out and play some of their style, their version of country music that some people care for. And then we'll take a little break, and then both bands will be back in the second half of the program. This next song is one, it's a powerful sort of a bluesy love song, and I'm sure it's on one of our records. I don't know.
I felt it all the time we left together, that she only kept me for plaything. How she seemed so like a little child, stays a wild and laughs and runs away. I heard all the talking going down. She just had to sleep around. Though I still care for my little darling, I know looking out to sea. Though my heart breaks for my little darling, I know she no longer cares for me.
Here's a little song that gives you a tiny bit of insight as to how we got our name. Most bluegrass bands don't think about naming themselves after secret leavening ingredients in unpopular baking products, but that's what set us apart from the very beginning. It was Pete Wernick's.
Upstream all the time.
Yeah, upstream all the way for us.
But
it was Pete's idea to associate ourselves with this fine product that had for a long time been connected with Flat and Scruggs. And of course, friends, I'm talking about Better Biscuits, Cakes and Pies with Martha White, Self-Rising Flour with Hot Rise.
Thank you, Nick. Now you bake light with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, gonna like more of the white.
Martha White.
All you bake Better Biscuits, Cakes and Pies with Martha White, Self-Rising Flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, Self-Rising Flour. It's got Hot Rise.
Then one all purpose flour.
Martha White, Self Rising Flour. It's got Hot Rise. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, folks. Where do you put them? I usually put my hands up here and rest them on my banjo, but it ain't there right now. Oh, folks, thanks a lot. Boy, it's really a neat hall. Usually when you play in a gigantic place, it's usually like a high school gym or something, and everything sounds horrible, and it obviously wasn't designed for acoustic music, but obviously that's all they had back when they designed this place was acoustic music, not the other kind. What do they call that again? Electric. That's it. Anyway, we're going to bring in some guys that are going to play some of their electric music and see if it works in this kind of a hall. You probably heard the expression, young urban professional. These are not young or urban professionals. These are not yuppies. They're the exact opposite. They're old, rural amateurs. And we're very proud of the fact that we discovered them. It wasn't our idea, actually, to have them play music with us on the show, but they seemed ready and willing to get out of their hometown of Wyoming, Montana, when we discovered them. It was just in a little place out of the way. Anybody remember the name of the restaurant? It's kind of a famous place, Eat Cafe. I think it's been franchised, in fact. There's a lot of them around now. But we discovered them and decided that we'd like to have them come and do all the chores that we need done on the bus, you know, changing the oil, even if we don't have time to stop. And it's real important also to change the socks on the floor of the bus every now and then, just to keep everything kind of interesting. And it turns out they play this old kind of music, and in fact, it's so incredibly authentic. It's not like this Dwight Yoakam thing where he used to listen to this kind of music and now does it his own way. They still play the same old instruments that were popular then. They still haven't changed their strings since 1952 or whatever it was. Sounds like they're almost here. Please welcome, all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Mighty fine, and a great big howdy. Thank you so much. Mighty fine, mighty fine. Thank you so much. Mighty fine, and a great big howdy. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
They're the Trailblazers here for your listening and dancing pleasure for the next 12 and a half to 19 or 20 minutes, depending, of course, how long it takes Hot Rise to relax back in their dressing room, their air-conditioned, plush-lined, foam-padded, champagne-equipped dressing room. They get so tired of singing so darn high and playing so fast that we just got to give them a break and give you all a break from that stuff with a little Western-style music that we learned back home in Wyoming, Montana. That's right. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's been late to every show. Please make him welcome now, Mr. Waldo Otto.
Sorry I'm late, Red.
It's okay, Waldo. It reminds me of a song.
Let's see, Inagata DeVita? One of those other ones, probably.
Always late with your kisser. I want you to come to my sweet darling and stay. Always late with your kisser. Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? Always late, always late with your kisses. Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? Why do you wanna do me this way?
your kisses. Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? Thank you so much. Mighty fun. Mighty fine. Mighty fine.
Mr. Red Knuckle.
Thank you so much, friends. Well, I hope you haven't minded listening to Hot Rises Bluegrass. That sort of, they play all that really high, twangy, wangy, kind of whiny stuff. And other, it's kind of archaic music. And of course, we have a much more modern sound. And we know that you people up here are sort of more sophisticated. And we're glad that you're waiting around for us to play. Thank you. Here's one from Ernest Tubb, the original E.T. This is called I Know My Baby Loves Me. I got a gal that's different, though I know she's true. I'm never really happy till she got me feeling blue. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I'll enter my apartment while I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned the building down. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Catch a picture show. She said, I'll see you later. And that was 20 years ago. But I know my baby loves me.
I know my baby
in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. A course in cooking to fill my heart with glee, till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. Oh yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way.
Thank you, Red. That was Mr. Red Knuckles performing I Know My Baby Loves Me in Her Own Peculiar Way for you here this afternoon.
Folks, you know that Hot Rise is named after the secret ingredient of Martha White flour, and we're named after a Martha White product as well, which is one of the reasons we travel with Hot Rise. Of course, I'm talking about Trailblazer dog food. Trailblazer, that's right, friends, Trailblazer dog food. If you got a dog that's... or a pup that needs a good nutritional supplement, why, get some Trailblazer dog food. It comes in a big 50-pound sack, and it makes its own gravy, and it's high in fiber and all that kind of good stuff.
Good.
In fact, we carry it around with us, because Hot Rise, sometimes they stop at the truck stop and stuff, and they forget to let us out of the little closet that they keep us in. So we keep a 50-pound sack back there, just get some hot water from the microwave.
7-Up is good, too.
7-Up's good on there. It makes it nice.
It's sweet.
Or get yourselves, make up a special batch of, in fact, for outdoor sporting events, it's nice to take along a little sack of Trailblazer Trail Mix. Just get equal parts peanuts, M&M's, and styrofoam packing pieces and mixed with an equal part of Trailblazer dog food. You get a nice high-fiber snack. Thank you so much.
Fills you right up.
Trailblazer.
Good for your dogs and pups.
Okay, Wendell, thank you. All right. We're going to do a song that we learned from Bob Wills. Most of the songs we sing are right off the jukebox at the Eat Cafe, where we kind of met up with Hot Rise one day. And they were amazed at the jukebox, and then they heard us play some of the songs from it, and they thought that we were doing an even a better job. So we kind of agreed with them and let them take us along with us. Thank you so much, Hot Rise. Here's one called Cadillac and Model A.
Come on. You know what to do now.
Country boy, and I work on a farm. Mind my own business, I don't do no harm. The time it rolls around, it's at the time of day. I got a Cadillac to town in my Model A. I got a Cadillac to town in my Model A. Yeah, I'm gonna ride down that old main street while the four cylinders are setting that beat. People will look and I'll hear them say, listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Now listen to the Cadillac and Model A.
Mr. Red Knuckles performing the Cadillac in Model A number.
Waldo, I noticed you'd have you got a metal block.
That's right, Red. A lot of people look at me and realize that I have a metal block, with which, of course, I play this instrument, the electric cable.
Most people wouldn't be able to play the steel guitar if they didn't have a metal block. Is that right?
Yes, although you can play it with your elbows, but it just doesn't sound the same, you see.
Well, show us some of the techniques that you have. We had a sort of a steel guitar, or a sort of a metal block race there in that last song.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of bowling alley effect.
Well, let's see. I do spend a lot of time studying bowling alleys and applying it to my technique.
This is like lane one and this is lane two. Is that right?
Something like that. Strike. Okay.
Some of the other techniques that you can use on a steel guitar.
Okay, we have the forward roll, you've seen that. The backward roll. Go to your place.
Good boy.
Okay.
Gotta give it a reward, is that right?
Yes, you show it a little affection and it pays off in the long run. Now watch. This is something that you won't see most of the famous players do. It takes people like me. There. Now watch.
This is amazing enough, I know, but watch how I can control it. Come to me. Come on, little guy, come on. Come on.
Wall to water, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I show you how I make it disappear?
Yeah, let's see that.
Watch this. Where did it go?
Isn't that amazing, ladies and gentlemen? Waldo Otto with the metal block. He's got more, but we just don't have enough time. We have near enough time for more. Well, Hot Rise has got their stuff for sale on the break, I guess, out in the lobby, and they've been getting kind of mad at us because we've been outselling them sort of 3-1 on stuff, and it's, you know, I mean, what do they got? How can they think it would happen any other? They can't compete. I mean, for one thing, they broke up for 5 years. We didn't break up. We have that momentum going, and we didn't have to get together and practice any of these songs. In fact, we never have practiced ever. So why start now?
They don't have any fly swatters either. They just wouldn't even bother with those.
Anyway, so the stuff will be for sale. We have Trailblazer bumper stickers. We got Waldo's "You Bite It, You Bought It" bumper stickers from his Waldo's Discount Donuts in Wyoming, Montana. Slade bumper stickers, I believe. Slade T-shirts, black on black, very fashionable these days. And if you like Hot Rise, you like that kind of twangy, wangy, high, whiny stuff, you can pick up some of their stuff too, I guess. Anyway, thank you so much.
We actually use their records as fly swatters, but I don't think it's a good bargain looked at that way.
Okay. Here's one called "I'm a Honky Tonk Man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of the love you box. But when the money's all gone, I'm on a telephone, a holiday. Mama, can't your daddy come on? Well, I'm living fast and dangerously, and I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I want to lay my money down. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. The music of the world, the music of the jukebox. The way my money's all gone, I'm on a telephone. Holiday, mama, can't your daddy come on? Hey, I'm a honky tonk man. Can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With the jukebox playing a honky-tonk sound, that's when I want to see the lights downtown. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love the music of the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. Can your daddy come home? Thank you so much. We'll be back, and so will Hot Rise after just a bit. Thank you so much. Mighty fine. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
Welcome back, folks. These guys decided to come out and rescue me.
Hard pressed, we can find a way.
Good to me. to me. Carolina, Carolina, so good to me. Oh, how good to me.
Thank you. Well, we got together and kind of had lunch one day. This fella over in Boston had been calling us and calling us and calling all of us, had all our phone numbers and kept calling and calling and saying he really wanted to have us play there. And basically, he was so persistent and such a pesky guy that we finally decided to play for him so he'd stop calling us. And that's why we're here today. We kind of worked a tour out and it always seemed like a good idea. Anyway, so we had lunch one day and we talked about doing some gigs, and then we said, well, we'd like to do maybe two or three new ones. So that last one is one that Nick wrote, and we worked that up. And also this next one, some of these instrumentals, it's hard to tell what they're about, but you know what this one's about. It's called The Butcher's Dog.
From old Ireland home. But those hills lush and green
were a part of my dream when I dreamed about Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away. To the grave on the hill overlooking the mill, that's the place where she's sleeping today.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill in the moss-covered snow. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, my calling
alone. She was faithful each day as I sailed far away. There was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes off the blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered song. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone.
All the years of my life I will not take a wife. I will live in this valley alone. Plenty flowers around in the soft gentle ground that is holding my calling alone.
Okay, we were just thinking, let's see, we were maybe going to take requests, or maybe we should do Walk the Way the Wind Blows. So that worked out great. Thank you. Wait, you're both right. This is, never mind, you know all about this.
Everybody's looking at me.
Yeah. He's watching TV and everybody's looking at him.
Okay, it's over.
You paid good money to see him watch TV. Okay.
Up along the hallway and down along the stairs, I can see the pictures that we made down through the air. And it makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. I'm truly sorry I couldn't make it last.
Walk the way the wind blows, right.
I remember, darling, when you first came to me,
all the air was sweet then, and all our time was free. But like the leaves that wither, our hearts fell away. And I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues away.
Walk the way the wind blows, dry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. Walk the way the wind blows, wipe away.
We had a request from the bandstand for one called, it was written by Nick Forster. Have you heard of him? He's really good. He's from right here in the Hudson Valley, in fact. That's right. Down by Rhinebeck, Dutchess County. That's right. Anyway, this is one called Shadows in My Room.
Goes down, and I'm all alone with shadows in my room. Gone is the life I knew so well. In its place, I feel your spell. They were always here, but I never felt the shadows in my room. I hear a voice soft and tall, a lesson, but it's gone. Send the feelings I recall when you were mine, and mine alone. I'm going away from here. Leave this town, know my path. Someone new, and I might lose these shadows in my room. Place, I feel your spell. You're always here, but I never felt those shadows in my room. So tonight I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna change my point of view. I'm not looking for another, just afraid myself from you. I think I'm gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past somewhere new. I might lose these shadows in the room. I hear a voice soft to call, listen, but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall when you were mine. And mine alone. I think I'm gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past
might lose these shadows in the room. Someone new, and I might lose these shadows in the room.
Anything you guys want to hear? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. Let's start with over in this section over here. Think of what you've done. That's a good one. What else over here? Here, Jerusalem moan. Yikes. Okay. All right, that's a good one. Now we're gonna go over to this side here. Footsteps so near. Nellie Kane, didn't we just do that one? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, how about this center section in here, son? Late in the day. Going across the sea. Jeez Louise. All right. There's a lot of them, friends. And we'll do as many of them as we can here.
Bending blades on track.
Going across the sea. That's one of the reasons why I know why they have the afternoon show. Right. Still can make it to work on Monday morning after several hours. Okay.
Let's see.
You want to play late in the day?
Late in the day.
Okay. No matter how it comes out, you win. Because at least some of you get what you wanted. Here's one. It's a great song that Tim wrote. And, you know, we did get together and practice just a little bit. You know, we used to make a joke about, here's a song we learned off of one of our own records. And it turned out that joke came back to haunt us just a little bit as we were practicing, and really did have to learn some from our own records, except we practiced over at my house and only had one Hot Rise record, which was really unfortunate. But we managed to put together a whole bunch of songs, and this is one that we'll see if we remember it from 6 years ago. Thank you.
out over top of the houses and the shops. Yeah, the sun sets and another day does wind down. My life is still the same. My heart can't hide the pain, and my lips still call my name late in the day. My heart might say, try to find the right to bring me back in time and be with you here late in the day. My life is still the same. My heart can't hide the pain, and my lips too cold.
John Rosbach, we'd like to give you a little plug. He's a really good guitar player. He's got a new album out. Good guy. And he says he never was plugged. So we'd like to make sure we plug him a little bit right now. Is that what you... Is that right? There he is right here. All right. We're going to do one more. Let the Trailblazers come out for just a very brief set. And then we'll be back after that to play some more real music. Charles would like a little plug also. Charles plays on this, on John Rosbach's record. So, Charles, you get a little plug too.
Okay. We're going to do this song. It was, we learned sort of from, indirectly from Cousin Emmy, and this is called Going Across the Sea. I'm going across the sea, I'm going across the line, I'm going across the ocean for the city of the other line.
Won't you come and go, come my love and go, leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below.
I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime, I wish I had a pretty girl to kiss in the corner of my eye.
Won't you come and go, come my love and go, leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below.
Told me that it's time to pass, drink it out of Gavin, go to be my running last.
Won't you come and go, come my love and go, leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below.
I'm going to West Virginia, gonna gamble my last game.
Won't you come and go, come my love and go, leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Won't you come and go, come my love and go, leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Won't you come and go, come my love. trouble with you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. It really is fun to try to remember these songs. We have now done 3 nights in a row a song that we haven't rehearsed or done anything about, haven't thought about or anything since whenever it was that we might have once played it, back in either the early 90s or maybe even the late 80s, who knows. So it's a little suspenseful for us, gosh. But some of these songs, it's true, this is not an exaggeration, some of them we've played 1,000 times, 1,500 times, so as Waldo would say, it's sort of, it's as easy as riding a bicycle off a log. Some of them are kind of imprinted, some of them we're wondering as we play them, what's supposed to happen next and all that. It's kind of fun. Speaking of fun or kind of fun, did you like the Trailblazers? Was that all right? They're part of the show? Oh, man's proud to say that he's, show everybody, share with everybody. Here is his knucklehead bumper sticker. I'm just telling you, though, that as you're driving along at 55 miles an hour and you drive by the state trooper, just and he sees your knucklehead sticker, just be aware he's thinking about that. What does that mean, he's thinking? I think I'll tail this guy for 20 miles. Just check it out. Just check it out. See what happens. The fly swatter, I might say, they really do work. The Red Knuckles fly swatter, mine at home, is thoroughly, truly disgusting thanks to its incredible success when I go hunting with it. So I just wanted to give those guys a plug. And I don't know, how did anybody get the last black-on-black Slade t-shirt? All right, settle down, you guys. All right, I think they're ready. I got to get out of here before they touch me. I don't like it when they touch me. All right, all the way from Wyoming, Montana, let's hear it again for Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
All the folks that have been at the Winter Hawk Festival, get your flashlights out now, okay? All right, and we noticed a few of them earlier. They're just here for our benefit because they know we have sunglasses on. It's hard for us to see. All right, let's make the figure eights now. What's the flashlights? Thank you so much, figure eights. Okay. Now, clockwise circles. All right, counterclockwise. Okay, everybody make a big X. All right, now spell your name and today's date. All right, thank you. Well, all right, folks, we're glad to be back. And of course, as we said, we were worried about Hot Rise not selling enough. And of course, we put them to shame again on the break. Here comes Waldo now. He's late again, folks. Been late to every show we've ever played. Proprietor of Waldo's Discount Donuts, right in there in downtown Wyoming, Montana, Mr. Waldo. Thank you. I know. You're ready, aren't you? You're ready. We're going to do one that we learned from Mr. Bob Wills. It's called Deep Water. Drifting into deep water, I'm starting to care for you. You're getting in deep, deep water. Be careful what you do. You want a romance, and I'm seeking love. I know I'll regret it when it ends. I'm winding up in deep, deep water. Why can't we still be friends? It's Waldo Waldo, folks. Mm-hmm.
this deep, deep water. I'm stuck between right and wrong. My love, that's pure as deep, deep water. Your love won't last as long. Where will it lead me and where will it end? I can't help but wish I only knew. I'm winding up in deep, deep water. So in love with you.
Twin guitar.
Where will it end? I can't help but wish I only knew. Oh, I'm winding up in deep, deep water. So deep in love with you.
That was Mr. Red Knuckles and all of the Trailblazers performing I'm Getting Into Deep Water, So Deep in Love with You.
Thank you, Waldo. Well, we're going to do a song now from one of my personal favorites. We haven't done this in a while, but I'm sure it'll be fine. This is called The California Blues in a key of E, boys.
Jimmy Rogers.
California blues, and I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. I got the California blues, and I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. I might ride the blind, cause I ain't got no railroad fare. When I'm going to California, where they sleep out every night. Yeah, I'm going to California where they sleep out every night. Now, you know them New York women, they don't know how to treat it right. How do California, it tastes just like cherry wine.
I hate cherry wine.
The water in California tastes just like cherry wine. You just jump in the water and then you stay tight all the time. Out. Catches fire and there ain't no water around.
Listen carefully.
Just push my suitcase out your window and let your fool house burn on down. Out. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Sorry, Wendell.
California blues, and I'm surely gonna leave you here. I might ride the vines, but I ain't got no railroad fare. How yodeling, yodeling, got the California blues.
That was Red Knuckles performing the California Blues, and I'm sure gonna leave you here. Don't go anywhere, folks. Don't touch that dial, because it's time for Wendell to tell us about the special offer. Offer.
Thank you, Waldo. That's such a great and exciting introduction. I sure do appreciate that. Friends, I do have time to just tell you about a little something that Trailblazers are awful proud of. It's a little thing entitled Red. Well, it's not available in stores. Not on TV, just through us personally, trailblazers like ourselves. Now, well, of course, what I'm talking about is a little offer. It's a little thing entitled Red Remembers the 60s in his own style, which, of course, is the Western style.
Western.
Includes classic numbers from the 1960s done the Western style by Red and all the trailblazers such as ourselves. You get many favorites from that time in history such as this. Who could ever forget such a classic as Old Black Paint?
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No killers anymore.
How about that classic number? Excuse me.
Purple haze is around my brain. And lately, things don't seem quite the same. I'm feeling kind of funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Oh, you'll get these and many more classic numbers from the 1960s on the Western Top Red and all the trailblazers such as ourselves. Who could ever forget such a favorite one as this? Up in my balloon.
Up and away in my beautiful balloon. Up and away in my balloon.
What about that classic number, Light the Fire?
Know that I would be untrue if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Go ahead and light the fire.
Hey, right, Wendell, Prince. Wendell,
yeah.
Did all the numbers sound the same back in the 60s like what we're playing?
Well, Waldo, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, a lot of people trying to learn these songs these days, and this is one great thing about this little package is it includes all the classic numbers from the 1960s, done the Western style by Red and all the Blazers such as ourselves. And, of course, they're all in the same key, and they all have the same chords, too. So you learn all the songs from this one handy little record. And in fact, I know we're almost out of time, but if I have just another minute, Waldo.
We have a minute before we have to go to commercial.
Okay, well, this is kind of a commercial, but if you order soon.
Just keep going.
Yeah, if you order soon, you get a special bonus little 45 comes right with it. Includes a couple classic numbers of the 1960s to the Western style. A little bonus thing. It's just about this size. It's a handy little item. Got a picture of Red right there on the label. And includes two more classic numbers from the 1960s. Like this one. I know many people's going to remember this. It's one entitled, I'm a Monkey.
Here I come, walking down the street. I get the funniest looks from everybody I meet. Hey, hey, I'm a monkey.
And last but not least, folks, is one of many people's favorites. It's one called Go Ahead On, Ask Alice.
One pill makes you taller, and the other pill makes you smaller. And the one that mama gives you that don't do anything at all. It's true. Go ahead on and ask Alice. When she's dead.
Oh, that's Red Remembers the 60s in his own style, the Western style. That's P.O. Box 17 in Wyoming, Montana. Make sure to allow 68 weeks for delivery.
Thank you, Wendell, and we got time for just one more. It's a sing-along. You can join in. It's called Oh Mona, and some of you know the words. Thank you so much.
Come on.
Watch me. I know them.
roads. Oh, Mona, with a tired team and a heavy load. Oh, Mona, well, I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung. Oh, Mona, the hind horse busted wagon tongue. Oh, Mona, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lord, if God's sake, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. That had the blues. Oh, Mona, he had feet so big that he couldn't get shoes. Oh, Mona, well, the shoe clip said, come back again. Oh, Mona, I could fit you with the box that the shoe came in. Oh, Mona, oh, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lordy. Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Bone. Oh, Mona, devil on the hillside, don't you hear him groan? Oh, Mona, there's a turkey plant seven up on a melon vine. Oh, Mona, the goose chewed tobacco while the duck's drinking wine. Oh, Mona, oh, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lordy. Yes, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Folks on the bass. We've never seen him eat or sleep. No photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. His name is Slade. Play another one, Slade. Travel around on the hot rise bus. Oh, Mona, and some folks say they look a lot like us. Oh, Mona, but we play music in a western style. Oh, Mona, we got Slade, Waldo, Otto, Wendell, Mercantile. Oh, Mona, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Thank you much, folks. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers!
What kind of music are you?
Mr. Red Knuckles!
Oh, yes, that's Red Knuckles and all his Trailblazers. Oh, I'm telling you. That's some kind of music. There goes Waldo Otto. Oh, yes, friends. Thank you so much. I know it makes all the Trailblazers feel just so special to have you people come and enjoy this music the way you do. And, of course, we don't get out much out of our own neighborhood there between Wyoming, Montana, and Montana, Wyoming, right over there. But there's a lot of work up there for us all. You know, Waldo's still got his donut shop. And, of course, Red's wife, Vona, works at the Eat Cafe. And Slade's over there across the border at the Derby gas station and doing what he – what Waldo for president. Yeah, he might have a chance this year. He could be a front runner in no time. I couldn't hear you, but I'm sure it was a good thing, whatever you said. Anyway, we sure appreciate it, and I know the folks everywhere we go really do appreciate the Trailblazers just a little bit more than they like Hot Rod. Those boys do a nice job, too, of that primitive music that they play, too, unplugged and all that stuff, like, you know, the simple, like, kind of like if you ever saw Deliverance, you know, right up there and that along those lines. Right up there with the banjos and the fiddles and the crossed eyes and stuff. This, the things, they're really good at this music, I think. You guys
went really over, you know.
We went over just fine, thank you.
No, I mean, you're late.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, whatever. We're late. Depends on which part of the show the people were here to see. You know.
Thank you, Wendell. Time to go now.
All right. Bye. Go ahead on now. You can just go start and play.
Wendell Mercantile, they do okay for you? The Trailblazers, all right? Welcome back to some real music for you. Tell Wendell to not come out yet again, all right? It's either Wendell or Nick, they're always coming out too soon. No, just kidding. All right, folks, well, we're going to do a song now that Pete has on a recording of his own. Came out about a year and a half ago or something like that, called On a Roll. And the bluegrass chart was very friendly to this song, and this is one that Pete wrote. It's called Ruthie.
Walk through the streets singing Ruthie. Her mama took a shine to me, treats me like family. Thinks she wants me to marry a Ruthie. But my good family thinks she's not good for me. But they don't know about my Ruthie. Don't know the treasure of Ruthie.
20 years have come and gone, a daughter and a son. Still I'm just singing about Ruthie. I rise with the morning sun. It's nighttime when I get home to the loving arms of my Ruthie. I do it all for you, Ruthie.
Thank you. Well, folks, we just got a couple more for you, and we really have enjoyed playing here. This is a fantastic place. Of course, if they just to change, you know, sort of some of these names to Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Carter Stanley, Chubby Wise, Cedric Rainwater, then everything would be perfect. But we can't, you know, everything can't be perfect. And of course, there's other kinds of music they play in here too. So anyway, we really have enjoyed it. We're going to do one that we actually had lots of requests for, and this is called High on a Mountain.
Days it used to be. As I looked in the valley down below, it was green just as far as I could see. And as my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you in the days it used to be. High on the mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. High on a mountaintop, wind blowing free, wondering about the days it used to be. Thank you. private phone. High on the mountaintop, wind blowing free, wondering about the days it used to be. Well, I wonder if you ever think of me.
Thank you very much. We're going to do one more song. I'd like to take just a minute. For years and years, we had a fellow traveling with us, Frank Edmondson, who was our combination road manager, sound engineer, bus driver, and friend, traveled with us a long time. He's out now traveling with Alison Krauss. And, you know, he had to take a step down in that little job transition thing. Anyway, he's out there doing great stuff. We were lucky enough to find another fellow who's just been out with us now three or four days. He's doing a great job. Please give a big hand to Glenn Webb, who's mixing sound for us today. From Longmont, Colorado, Glenn Webb, keeping us on time. Thanks again. We're going to do one that features Pete on the banjo, and we've got about seven or eight more shows here in this tour, and as far as we know, this is actually, we just heard about another. We're doing one more show at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville in July. So that's, I don't know if it's a sign of things to come, but in fact, that's all we got on the books, and it's a pleasure to play for so many of you. It's a pleasure to know that, especially, yeah. No, maybe so. Anyway, it's a wacky thing to get back together and do this, and I'm glad you could be here with it. See what it's like, see what we're up to. Here's one called Shady Grove.
How old are you, my pretty man? How old are you, my honey? How old are you, my
my pretty maid. Beat 16 on Sunday. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlem.
Thank you very much, folks, again for coming out and being with us here today. We had a great time playing for you, and we hope to see you sometime soon. Pete Wernick, Charles Soptel, Nick Forster, I'm Tim O'Brien. Hot Rise saying good afternoon, and thank you very much.
Friends, but I never did find it.